reminds me, in that movie of Baba, there's a little part of it where he's at the guest house, and he gets this real mischievous look on his face, and he says, "I'm the universal thief."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And everybody looks like, "What?" And he says, "Yes, I steal hearts."
Where is what album is that?
It's a movie, but I read in a book the dialogue that went along at the same time with that movie, so you can see him.
Yeah.
This
reminds me about somebody inviting Baba to the remand home. Do you all have remand homes in the States?
What's remand?
For the delinquent children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reform.
Reform school.
Reform school, yeah. Yeah. So when while Baba was in Pune, somehow or other, well, the headmaster or the principal of the reform school thought that it would be best to for these children or such type of children to have somebody like Baba, you know, to be there and paying visit, and whatever the message that he will give will of course seep through and it will reform the children more than what they can do. Yeah. So somehow or other he comes to Baba and very apologetically, naturally. First of all, he cannot speak out, and then Baba says, "Yeah, what is it? What do you want?" He says, "I would like to invite you to a remand home. Is it possible for your visit there?" He says, I love to be there." So the day is fixed and all that. And he's very happy, the headmaster. And naturally, he has made arrangements to receive Baba, all the staff there, and all the children are there, and well clothed and all that sort of thing. Quite a few are real riffraffs over there. Yeah. They are there, yeah. And of course, the headmaster, in all expectancy, receives Baba. That, well, whatever the message Baba would give will go home to these children, and there will be a lot of reformation through his message and his presence and his touch. So each one is made to come to Baba, and all the darshan program is there. And then the headmaster, of course there is some music there and all that, and the headmaster requests Baba that give them some message that will be nice for these children. So Baba says, "What can I give? Can I give any message to my old friends?" And the master looked, he says, very askance, what does he mean by that? And he addresses the children and says, "Do you all realize that I'm one of you? I have also that nasty habit of stealing." And the master, you see, says, "What's the matter with Mir Baba? What is he trying to say?" You know? And Baba goes round and round, you see that how adept he is in stealing and this and that, and he liked it right from the beginning, and not now, for many, many ages now that he's in the habit and he has become adept in this and all that sort of thing. And do you all, is anybody here who has been remanded here for stealing and all that? So many hands came up. And there's a nice rapport between the boys and the ancient one, you know. They feel very at home with him, you see. And he says, "Yeah, you all should also become adept in stealing, you know, this sort of, and you are being remanded because you were not good stealers." It goes on and on. And the master looks, you see, what's the matter? He has been called, you see. But he said, "Well, you all will learn one day the way to steal, as I have learned, and I am now teaching others to do the same thing." And then he goes on, what real stealing is, that he is also blamed, you see, and it is the love of humanity that remands him over here, and he has to come here and has been closeted here in this form. I am the one who is known as the stealer of hearts, and that stealing is the best. You all can also do that, you see, this petty stealing has no meaning in it. And then, of course, he went on bringing home to them that they should give up such habits, even the thought of it, all that, because there's greater and sublime stealing that can be done by your way of life and all that sort of thing. Then the master felt very happy about it. There's a message there. We have got it. The message is there in our records. They felt, then there was some sense in inviting Meher Baba there.
Reminds me of the one, the story of the lady who was drinking too much.
Came to Baba, yeah. They both enjoyed their, you see, exchange their notes and all that, and all about intoxication.
Yeah.
That is the beauty of Baba, you know, he comes down to each one's level and makes one feel related to the to him, you see. Yeah, he's so close to me because of what I am, he is, and he is that too. Yeah.